hot morning time. Ready for Paul to go meet his new wife. Right then, 7 o'clock. I'll put on my red t-shirt. So she might say, look at that chap in the red. 7:59 now. Right, I'll put my boxer shorts on. Right, my ever-decreasing circle ones. Can I get them over the young man? Yes, I can. 8:05 now. My jeans, where are they? Blue/white, of course. Relaxed fit. With the extra seat. Lovely. 8:06 now. Right, where's my socks? My greyish white ones. Lovely. I wish I could see my feet. It's not fair, I have to use a mirror to look at that. And my young man. My only thing below my belly. It's not fair. Right, where's my shoes? I think I'll put my black plimsolls on, yeah. That make me look young and vibrant. Right then. Cap it all off with my beret now. Make me look Belgian. Lovely. Right, downstairs for breakfast. Be a fun factory and a waffle and cream. Yeah, I think that's my power breakfast. Right, that'll take me about 40 minutes to meet, and then I'll waddle off to meet my girlfriend to be, I don't even know her name, but that's where she lives, flat 2B in my mother's building. We present Radio Facts, episode 5, 2B or not 2B.
Oh dear. Oh, blimey. That was heavy.
Bloody.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Well.
Oof.
My.
Yeah.
Oh, that was. Oof.
Jeez.
That took a long time, didn't it, Paul?
It did.
I never thought you'd get it up.
No, but I did.
But you did, finally.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Where'd you want it then? Yeah, in the corner by your keyboard.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Yes, thank you.
Alright then, love.
Okay. Oof.
So you play the keyboard then?
Oh yes, yes.
It's a Yamaha. I know a friend who's got a Yamaha.
Oh yes.
It's a Porter Sound one. It's not as good as this one.
No, it's quite expensive, mine.
maybe you want to play it and I don't know. I brought my guitar. I put it outside. My mum's got it.
Really, all right.
Because she wanted to compose a ballad about a recent separation.
Okay.
So she borrowed my guitar.
Right.
So I'd pop up and get that, and then we could have a jam and maybe improvise some poetry over it.
All right.
I'll just pop up and get it.
Okay.
Shopping on the internet, I don't think that I can get enough of the shop where New Thara is always there.
I just got this new amp. My last one got pissed on by a tramp. This new one, oh, it's the biz. And it doesn't reek of piss.
Old and he's not very old, but his face is dark orange and oh dear. No, never mind, yeah.
It's not important.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah.
Yes, it was lovely.
All right, then I'll best go back up now. So okay. I'll see you around sometime, yeah?
Yeah, sure, yes.
All right, then, bye, love.
Yes, goodbye.
Back in Cristela with the Star Trek Dawes. Lovely stuff. Right, just should have. Brilliant. Right, then that's. Eugene.
Hello, Paul.
What are you doing here? Oh, you're not scheduled to be here for another.
No, I've had a problem.
What's the matter?
Oh, I'm homeless, I am. Sit down, I want to tell you something.
Alright, then I'll sit down and tell me your story.
I will do.
Go on then.
Right, well, I'm homeless, I am.
Wow.
I got evicted from my lodgings.
Oh, do you?
I'll tell you why.
Go on then.
Right, okay. You know, I like to live in an 18th century style township.
I do.
I like using candles and things like that.
A bit weird.
Right, so it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, right? And I was walking downstairs in the flat where they live to go to the toilet.
Right.
And because my flat's not ensuite, we have to share the toilet. But I'd like it.
No.
Right. And so yeah, I was walking down there in the candlelight, right? And and I came down the stairs, but I fell down the stairs, didn't I?
Oh dear.
It's terrible. And the candle I was carrying fell into a dry flower arrangement at the bottom of the steps.
Oh no.
And they burst into flames. Because the woman that runs their flat, Mrs. Willoughby, I believe her name is, she sprays them with air spray. To keep them looking fresh, even though they look horrible. I don't like them, they smell funny.
I bet they would.
So they burst into flames, and I was there in my towel, because I think I was going for a shower as well. Yeah. Just a towel, and they burst into flames. I thought, oh no, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I whipped off my towel and threw it on the flowers, you know, just to try and put it out, like, but I knocked them over and they fell on the stairs.
Oh no.
And she uses that shake and vac stuff as well, but she doesn't vac it up, she just shakes it.
Oh.
And they burst into flames as well.
Oh dear.
And the whole stairs set on fire, and the fire people came and put it out, but I got evicted.
Oh.
It's not even my fault, so I'm homeless.
Yeah.
So can I live with you for a while, please?
Yeah, all right, then. Bedroom 4's
free. Great.
Yeah,
What bedroom do I get?
Bedroom 4, I've said it twice.
Brilliant.
Stupid brummy. Yeah. All right, yeah, that's good. So we'll have a bit of a posse, won't we?
We will, yeah.
Right, well, while I'm here, I want to tell you about a girl I've met.
All right, yeah.
I don't want to tell Dad because he's a bit upset because he's single, like.
Yeah.
Well, not single, but recent. Well, he is single.
He is.
But he's divorced and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. She's called. Actually, I don't know her name.
Oh dear.
Thinking about it, I don't know her name. Oh. I just spent the morning with her. But anyway, she lives in flat 2B, so I call her 2B.
All right.
I'm in love with her now.
Good.
And she's beautiful.
Oh, tell me about her.
All right. She's got quite small eyes. Yeah. Mad ginger hair, it's all wavy and her nose is quite like a pig, it's quite nice.
Oh yeah.
And she's got dimpled chins. And she's lovely, as you'd say.
I'd say lovely.
Yeah. I wanna go around again and see her right now, but I can't, can I? I'll have to go around and see Mum and pretend like I want to see Mum and accidentally pop into 2B's on the way and borrow a cup of Coke or something.
That's devious, that is.
All right, then.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to go.
What?
Check out my room. All right, I'll see you later, Paul.
All right.
Right. Right! Great!
Brummy fool. good. There you are, Dad. Hiya.
Hello?
No, don't get up. Just stay there.
Okay.
I got this letter.
Right.
I'll just read it to you. It's quite funny.
Okay.
Here we go. Dear Paul, hello. I'm 6 years old. You're 23.
Pardon me.
Wow, that's old. You're probably married with children. Or, what does that say? Or two and...
Pardon.
With a child or two and living in a big house. Today I did finger painting. I did a picture of a scarecrow.
pardon me.
I expect you're an ice cream man by now, because that's what I want to be when I grow up. So, go on, sir. Live the dream. Love. Paul Fackett, age 6 1/4.
Oh,
a foolish child. An awesome dream. A wife and kids, as if.
Where did that come from?
So, that was from me. from, do you remember, Royal Mail did that special offer, didn't they? Royal Mail Time Box or something, I can't remember what it's called.
I remember,
when you wrote a letter to your future self and they kept it for so many years. And that was it. I got it delivered this morning. It's quite good.
Right. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. I'll let you get back to what you were doing before. I just need to get some post-it notes and a pencil.
All right.
Are you ready for going on air?
Yeah.
In about 20 minutes, yeah.
I will be, hopefully.
All right. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Use the air freshener.
Sit down and relax with Radio Earth X.
Okay, listeners, you join us live on air for my first serenade of my wannabe wife. Margaret, I believe her name is. This one's for you, love. Here we go.
Talk like Celine Black, and you dance like Lionel Black. Your clothes are all bought from Oxfam, and the grease and knots in your hair. You live in a rundown apartment off the boulevard of West Hill, where you keep your Ralph Harris records, and a friend who I've not actually met. I'd like to see a lady about it. Where do you go to him, lovely? Oh, and you're alone in your bed. Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. I do. I've seen all the qualifications you got from your infant school, and the painting you stole from Wiseau. Your loveliness, oh, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. When you go on your summer vacation, you got to Clacton and see. Be carefully designed top this center. You get an uneven suntan on your back and on your face and on your ass. When the rain falls, you're found in dust with the others of the dolls gone. And you sip your little brandy, but you never get your lips wet. Could be taken a bit blue, actually. But where do you go to, me lovely? When you're alone in your bed, tell me thoughts surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. Name is heard in the benefit office. You know the wrath of Khan, Corey Harris. He sent you a poppadom for Christmas, and you kept it just for fun, for a laugh. Ah ha ha ha. They say when you get married, it'll be to anyone but me. But they don't realise where you came from, and I wonder if they really care. I give a damn. Ah ha ha ha. No. Where do you get me lovely? When you're alone in your bed, well, they tell me the thoughts that surround you. I'd love to look inside your head. I remember the back streets of Blackpool, two biddies are begging in rags, both touched with a heroin addiction. I've seen them drinking from brown bags. Yeah, I
don't like it.
So look into my face to be and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever. Cause I know you still bear the scar. And you tired, but yes you do. I know you do. How do you get a memory when you're alone in your bed? And the thoughts that surround you, cause I can get inside your head, yeah.
Tony, what have you stopped drumming for? You fucking ruined it.
Sorry.
It's going to be Cecil's big solo coming up now, but you can't do it now.
I've hurt my arm, it really hurts. I was like holding up this drum here, my arm's gone funny.
Yeah.
I think it's gone a bit numb as well.
That's for you to be. Oh, I love you. Good night and goodbye.
Did you forget to send the fax? Never mind the tune in to Radio Fax.
I hope she's in.
Oh, I did too. Yeah. Want to meet her?
Nah. Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, I've just come to see my mum, but she's not in. Me and my friend here, he's Eugene.
Oh, right,
yes. We just come in to see my mum, so right. We thought we'd pop in and say hello, like we just have done.
Hello.
Yeah, do you want to come in then?
Oh, I'd love to come in.
Yeah, it'd be lovely,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right, good. All right, then. Do you want a cup of tea or something then?
Have a cup of tea if you
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't have anything to eat.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm alright.
Got some wagon wheels.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm alright.
Just make myself comfortable. Right, I've got them now. Just put them down over there.
Good night.
Right. Okay, so how are you two doing then? Are you alright?
I'm fine.
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Right, good, yeah.
Yeah. How's your amp going? Is it all right?
It's lovely, yes. It's very powerful. Yes.
I'll just get this. I spilled drink all over me top.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Quick, you better get it off.
It'll be
quite warm, won't it? I've got a t-shirt I think you can wear.
Okay.
I'll just pop over and get that. Okay.
Ah, oh, dear. This is typical of me. I'm terrible.
Rubbish.
Right.
Yes, there you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a funny logo.
It's quite comical.
Stop staring at my boobs.
But
right on the chest where they'd be.
Well, that's the joke.
That kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? Because you're already looking there.
No, that's the point.
So you're already.
It's a joke, isn't it? It's hilarious.
No, it's silly.
No.
I don't get that at all. It's rubbish.
Well, never mind.
It's absolutely rubbish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You've been very accommodated. Listen, do you want to come round for dinner?
Oh.
What?
Friday.
Yes, I'd love to. It'd be. When Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
Brilliant. Okay.
All right.
Listen, I've got to go out to buy some groceries that
okay.
I like. So going to have to go, I'm afraid.
No, right then.
Okay, I guess we'll be going then. All right, we'll see you Friday, about 7:30. Okay, all right, bye.
Bye-bye. What are you playing at? What do you think you're doing?
You've got to see you, haven't you?
It's a bit too... I'm going to have to speak to look at it in front of... I'm here.
No, I'm going to be there.
What?
Well, I'm invited. I'm coming to tea as well.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. You're not going to get
anywhere. No, I'll be about this at all. I'm going to have to cook. I don't want to.
Well, what do you expect? You're not going to get anywhere if you don't, you know, move it on a bit rather than just going round and asking for cups of coke.
She's going to be here in a couple of minutes.
Right,
Dad, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, how's me suit looking?
Dapper.
It's your suit, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Your purple tuxedo.
Yep, it was.
Do you think this rough goes though?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't.
Right, okay. So that's ready. Have you got the wine out, Dad? Is it at room temperature?
It is Lambrini. Lovely.
Did you get Lambrini?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. I'm sure it's lovely.
It is.
Right then, the potatoes are on. The sprouts are cooked. The lamb, I'll just check.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
What's the matter?
The lamb's not cooked at all.
What? What did you do? Why not? How come?
Well, no, just put it up to 200.
Did you turn it back down again?
Eh?
You've got to turn it up and then down.
No.
Otherwise it don't come on.
Blimey.
Oh, crap, what are you going to do? Can you put it in the microwave or something? Oh, no. I think we're all just going to have to go out somewhere and go to the arcade or something.
Oh,
all
right, then.
Have a lunch, well, a dinner there, I
think.
Okay. Well, that's a shame. I'll get everything else cooked, though. What am I going to do with it?
Oh, she's here. She's here. Bloody hell. I'm scared. Right.
Hello.
Hello there. Welcome to my humble but.
Hello.
Oh, pardon me. Sorry about that.
Oh, dear.
A bit nervous, actually.
I think you are, yes.
No, we've got a bit of a problem.
What's the matter?
I forgot to put... Well, no, I made an error with the oven, and the leg of lamb's not cooked at all.
Oh, dear.
And I think the sprouts are actually overboiled. They've been on for 5 hours. I'm not sure.
That's too long.
So what basically is going to happen is me and you and apparently Cecil and Tony...
Right.
And Eugene are going out somewhere. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's a big posse of people.
Okay.
The arcade for...
Fine by me.
I think they do teas there, don't they?
Probably, yeah. I don't know. Never been.
All right, then. So we'll go there, shall we?
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
All right, then. I'll just get you... Tony, Dad, Eugene, we're off.
Okay, let's go.
All right, come on, then. Let's go. And...
I've got something in my mouth right now. Saying then.
Careful.
No, I can't get more than 7 beef burgers in my mouth at once.
It's horrible.
Alright, so I'm the winner, I guess, at that.
Yeah, the giraffe. Right, then I'm going to get another round in. Okay, bye.
No. How many? That's 5 rounds he's got in so far, isn't it? And none of us are having out to drink, are we?
We not, no.
How many absinthes has he had so far?
Well, he's had 19, because he's had every single absinthe he's bought for us.
Bloody hell.
I know, it's disgusting.
No wonder he's drunk off his ears.
I know, it's terrible.
Anyway.
Oh, it's so
terrible.
Yes.
Margaret, I believe you'd have.
That's correct,
right.
Yes.
So, what do you do when you're not playing keyboards like me, then?
Right. Well, I go to college, actually.
All right.
Yes.
What are you studying?
I'm studying needlework. Yes.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Well,
here he comes.
Hello.
Oh, no,
I've got drinks
again.
There's one for you.
I'm sorry, I don't want a drink, thank you very much.
Oh, okay. I'll have it then. Okay.
Oh, dear.
But nobody else want one then? No. Well, I'll have these 5 myself then. 24 absinthe in 20 minutes.
Bloody hell.
It's lovely.
It's not lovely. You smell funny.
Well, I'm going to...
What?
See if I can juggle these spoons.
They're not spoons.
Juggle them in my face.
God, you are drunk. They're napkins. Thank you very much, Tony.
Napkins.
Maybe just go away. Play on the arcade machines or something. There's some 2p's.
Okay.
Yeah, go put them in that machine over there.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. So we can have a nice chat without you being drunk everywhere.
Yeah.
If it's not Pritt Stick, it's something else for you, isn't it, then?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, then. So, Margaret,
yes.
You got any family?
Yes, I have a mother and a father. I did have 4 brothers, but 2 of them were killed.
Yeah, it's not fair. Laura's picking on me. Taking the mic out of me just because I like getting drunk on absinthe. Feel a bit sick. I'm going to be sick in this 2p machine. Might get some 2p's out of it.
Look at Tony. Oh no, he's been electrocuted by the 2p machine. It's all this green slime coming. He's been sick in it. Bloody hell, so could we call for an ambulance? He's collapsed on the floor. He's still been sick as well. It's disgusting.
Tony, what were you sick inside that 2p machine for? Silly, why? We're all here with you, Tony. I don't know if you can hear us, but Dad's here, aren't you, Dad?
Oh, yes.
Margaret's here, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
And Eugene's here as well, aren't
Hello,
you?
Hello, Tony.
Yeah, we're all here with you. If you can hear me, if you can hear me, stop being sick on me. It's horrible. I don't like it. I'll stop holding your hand if you're not. Why all the absent attorney? Why? Is that looks like we're here. Yeah. All right, good luck, lad. Good luck. I hope he's all right.
Oh, he will be.
We'll wait out here as long as it takes, eh, Dad?
Oh, yes.
Margaret, you probably want to be getting back home, don't you?
Well,
so,
yes.
Eugene, why don't you...
What?
You'd be a good chap and walk Margaret back home, would you?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
I'll probably come round when he's better, Margaret, and see you.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Pass on some news. All right.
Okay, thank you, yes.
All right. Take care.
Goodbye.
Take care, Eugene. See you soon.
All right, I'll see you later, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
Oh, Paul, look, here comes the doctor.
Oh, good.
Hello, Doc. What's the latest?
No, he's on his face, but it's really good.
What?
It smells, but it's going to be better. You're going to see him now, right? I'm going to go to some other patients. Goodbye.
What the hell?
Paul, let's just go in and see him. I ain't got a clue what I said.
No. Let's get some English-speaking
all right,
doctors.
Let's go.
All right, then.
No.
Oh, there he is, Dad.
Oh,
looking,
yes.
Sleeping like a baby.
Yes.
That's it. Sleep. Gentle drug addict. Sleep. Gentle drug addict.
Oh, he does look... So I'm going to poke him in the face, see if he can wake up. Maybe. I don't know.
He'd do it to you.
No. No, he's not waking up.
No?
No. Nothing doing there.
Try something else.
I'll tweak his nipple. Oh, yes.
Go on, then.
Nothing happening. Let's put him in a position, shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you reckon? The ballet position.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You do his arms, I'll point his feet.
All right.
All right, I'll just curl his right leg up a bit, point his toe at his left knee.
His armpit smell.
Point that toe. Have you got his arms done?
I have, yeah, look at him.
Oh, he looks like a ballet person.
The bird over his head, it's quite funny.
A bit bored now. I'm going to play with these machines, they go beep.
All right. Do that.
What does this do?
I don't know.
Oh dear.
What have you done?
The alarm's going off.
Push them. Well, there's a panic button.
No.
Daddy hit the panic button.
Whoops.
What's going on there?
I don't know. I'm just pushing things.
Oh, no, someone's coming.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
What's happened?
Hello?
Someone's pushed the panic button.
Sorry, I just pushed it by accident. I
didn't push the panic button. Did you read the sign?
I didn't read it.
What was it?
It says in big letters there, panic button.
That's not very big writing.
It's massive writing, you bloody idiot. You pushing panic buttons for when you've got business pushing them?
For that.
You bloody stupid fool. You got me running down here. You idiot.
I'll just sit here quietly.
Well, do then. Bloody hell.
Nasty.
It's silly. You shouldn't be, but you've got no business pushing them. Don't you laugh, fat boy.
No need for that.
There is. You shouldn't be laughing at me. Panic buttons are no laughing matter. They shouldn't be pushed lightly.
No buttons.
You're foolish. Now sit down and be quiet. Goodbye.
Oh, he was very angry, wasn't he? Poor Tony. Oh dear, didn't wake him up though, did it? He's still asleep. Night, night, Tony. Night, night. You have been listening to Radio Facts, written and starring me, Paul Fackadown.